Are we on?
It's a pretty good burger. It's a pretty good burger. It's a pretty good burger. It's a pretty good burger.
Burger Report, a radio show.
Live from Financial Peace Plaza, it's the Dave Ramsey Show.
Podcast.
I'm Mark Levis.
I'm Bob Gratch.
Law.
Web and log.
Something or other.
So much for that idea.
Whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers.
After hamburger.
Some beer.
Plaza!
And in very generalized terms, try to inform you about everything related to and involving hamburgers.
No onions, extra pickles.
Cheeseburgers. And sliders.
So why don't you slide
in Montreal?
Today, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hand, are joined by extra special guest Frank Hashimoto, who goes by the name of Frank. In this week's episode, Blork realizes that all he eats is standard fried crap.
But now, fast food is more than a once in a while thing.
From chain restaurants. But he still thinks it tastes good.
Let's build a stage base!
Zeke declares that Blork and Frank are mall rats.
This is Brody's private hell, and these are his friends.
But Blork and Frank retort that they don't really live or hang out in the suburbs.
In suburbia, in suburbia.
Finally, the food arrives.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
But the waitress thinks that Blork wanted a club sandwich.
I've failed over and over and over again in my life.
Oh, good
Lord. Whoa, that looks very cool.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Holy mackerel, that's really something.
Don't touch that. Stop what? Until I get a picture of it.
Shit, I'm not going to wait until you take a
picture. Come on! That's, holy crap. Yeah, stop.
They're good. They're very good.
That looks really awesome. That's a huge fucking onion.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call these, some kind of shrimps? Coconut shrimps? Have we discussed burgers enough? No. How is this?
Very cool. This was very, very good. I have not done it with the sauce yet. I normally do not do my onion rings with the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are like mall rats or something like that.
But you're the one that likes mayo.
Only on the fries. I would never... Would you put mayo on onion rings?
This sauce reminds me of...
It's a bit
like seafood cocktail sauce, but with mayo in it.
I am a mayo fan on fries.
I'm a ketchup man on fries.
Not mayo.
No, I'm not a big fan of the sauce.
Yeah.
But I am a big fan of the onions.
Do you think they come up with this, or is this like a known thing?
It's a known thing. It's been around for at least a couple of decades.
I've never even seen it before.
Mm-hmm. You basically take...
Up at Steakhouse in... TGI Fridays had it. And basically, you can actually buy this thing, or you used to be able to.
It's also really easy to make in terms of, you know how you've seen a French fry maker?
Yeah, you just push it down.
Push the onion through it. Don't put a shit all the way through so it comes out looking like the blossom. Dump it into the batter. Dump it into the fryer. There, if you slice stuff, it makes it a little bit easier.
But the funny thing is, since it's so greasy on the bottom, when you try to dip it in the sauce...
Yeah, the sauce slides off, I know. I know, it's a bit of a design flaw, isn't it? So how about you smear it across like that? Yeah.
Could be another reason why this place only has two outlets.
Why is that?
As you pointed out, there's a design flaw in the fried onion. Chuck E. Cheese's must have this.
So now, like when I was at first, I was very impressed, but now my prejudices are kicking in. And I'm thinking that it's just standard fried crap from chain restaurants.
Yes, uh-huh. That's exactly what we're getting tonight. This is what I've been saying.
But it tastes good.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm not complaining that much. You didn't see me put up a sort of argument, no, I'm not stepping foot into that place. Did I add a really to the email?
No.
Okay.
So what's this, coconut shrimp?
Yeah.
What's any idea what the sauce is? May I? Mm-hmm. That's a huge shrimp.
Kind of sweet.
Jesus Christ, coconut. Sounds like a shrimp.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was all batter, but it is shrimp.
It's a jumbo shrimp.
Mm-hmm. I am going definitely for the onions, but I got to roll up my sleeves first.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet. But what I'm seeing, which shouldn't come as any big surprise, is like already most people, the amount of food we have, two appetizers is enough calories to sustain the three of us for a day, you know?
Can I point out to you that last time we went out for burgers, I had not one, but two Copley burgers. Can sustain the
but
two
you're
of
an
you.
Exception.
But not the three of us.
And just in terms of, you know, the sort of the concept or the thinking behind the restaurant is that of the sort of the overdo it.
Yeah. It's the mall concept.
Yeah.
American mall concept. I think that is my theme tonight. I'm going to hammer home.
And you're sticking with it.
I'm going to hammer home. You guys
have had... Pass me a plate and the knife thing, I guess, is mine.
You've been hanging out in the suburbs for just a little bit too long.
I don't hang out in the suburbs. I live in the suburbs, but I don't hang out in the suburbs.
And I would venture to say that the ones that we live in are not quite the same as, say, Boucherville.
Right.
Longueuil, yes.
Yeah. I really consider my neighborhood to be just a residential district of Montreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even more so in where you live.
Yeah. It's not much different than...
Even the far ends of NDG or something.
Understand, first of all, I'm teasing you guys on something that is eminently teasable. Of course. And then it's not so much where you're living, which is fine, but it's also that it's where, because of where you're living, where you end up having to eat.
No, we all ordered burgers. Oh, wait, no.
We got three burgers. Cheeseburgers and...
Cheeseburger and fire grill burger.
Cheeseburger? Yeah, cheeseburger.
No fries.
And I ordered a fire grill burger and no tomato.
Yeah, stomach.
Okay.
And still working on these?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You can have the ketchup. What about the burger stability?
The burger's stability.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty stable burger. Mm-hmm. Mine's coming apart a little bit.
Mine held together in my hand.
Yeah, you managed to do it with one hand. That's impressive.
I think we briefly discussed the gushiness of the patty.
Grind-wise, I think it's a good grind.
Okay, it is ground to your satisfaction.
I would say it's ground to my satisfaction. Okay. It's not too tight, mm-hmm. you know, because when the grind is too tight, it becomes mm-hmm. hard. It's juicy. It's a good, you know, good, pretty loose grind. It's not falling apart. Just mm-hmm. juicy as can be.
Sure, that's not the barbecue sauce.
No, the bun is the patty itself seems pretty juicy.
Okay. Any fillers or flavor additives?
In my case is hard to say because the barbecue sauce is so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I'm really not tasting the meat very much.
Not as far as I could tell.
Okay. There is no... Yeah, that's probably one small, tiny negative. There's no crust on either the burger or the bun.
There's a bit of a crust on the burger. Not a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
So yours wasn't cooked as much as ours. Mine was cooked.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm. I always... But there, to me, the perfect burger for me
right.
is one that has a really hard crust where... I know that I'm putting my teeth through it.
Right.
This one is like, could not
tell the difference between the, unless I really concentrated, the difference between the bun and the burger. But it still was a good thing.
But this is the thing, in order to get the kind of burger that you really want, with that hard exterior crust and soft, almost raw interior, you basically have to make it yourself, because most restaurants, you have the grill set at a certain temperature and stuff, and then, you know, so in order to get that, you have to have a high temperature and a short cooking time.
Exactly.
You know.
On a grill.
Yeah, it's rarely going to happen in a restaurant.
Nice. So you think this was grill, griddle?
It has grill marks on it. You know, they might be painted on. But the thing is, I know from the other fire grill I was in where you could really see the kitchen, you could see them flipping the ribs on the grill. I would be very surprised if they didn't actually have a proper grill back there. No, probably a wood-burning grill.
They do have a grill.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it'd be a wood-burning. I'd imagine it's a gas grill.
Don't know. It seems really smoky when it came in here.
If you make it, or you put wood chips on top of it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's if you're going to be chaining the place and you're going to be sticking it to malls, and then at which point suddenly who's showing up with what wood, when, where, and how?
You'd be surprised. Because remember, this is a higher-end mall, mall chain. They can pull things off when they have the right resources. I'll check next time I go to check the plumbing.
Okay.
I'll take a peek in the kitchen if I can and see if I can get a sense of what's going on.
Thank you for listening to episode 44 of the Ed Hocko, also known as Mark, and Chris Zeke Hands, Burger Analysis at Fire Grill, with extra special guest Frank Hashimoto, who goes by the name of Frank. Don't touch that screen, dial, browser, or mouse. Be sure to listen in, download, or otherwise hear episode 41 of the Montreal when Zeke suggests that Lork takes some pictures of the burgers.
Cheese!
He watches as Frank adds some mayonnaise to his burger and then explains why he puts mayonnaise on his burgers.
First, I think Mayo was somewhat amused by it, maybe a little bit surprised.
Our heroes measure their burgers, and a long discussion about the tomato ensues.
People used to call them love apples.
How many different types of onion does Zeke order? What is a Madonna thing?
Let your body move to the music.
What is a Jacques Demers thing?
An upper house style the Senate.
And why do Bork and Zeke want them so desperately? Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 41 of the Ed Hocko, also known as Bork, and Chris Zeke Hands visit the Fire Grill with extra special guest Frank Hashimoto, who goes by the name of Frank. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Fire Grill Restaurant and Bar is located at 1490 Stanley. They are open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. and they close at 11 p.m., except on Fridays and Saturdays when they close at midnight. Their phone number is 514-842-0020. The Montreal Burger Report talks about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders. Call them what you want, eat them whenever you want. The Montreal Burger Report eats them all the time and talks about them a lot of the time. The Montreal Burger Report never talks with its mouth full. The Montreal Burger Report also talks about beer, and sometimes the Montreal Burger Report even talks about fries. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any suggestions, comments, or just want to get in touch with us, we can be reached via email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and Together for the music, and you for listening.